that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
When he says he feels nice, like sugar and spice, AC stops rocking just long enough to put me back on the air. And before we go to our next segment, I want to say a special shout out to our friends in Austin, Texas, who keep texting me and keep staying positive. I want to tell them, you guys stay positive too. We love you. Keep on listening. We're with you 100%. Now we've got Javier Xavier. He doesn't even know what to call himself. Gonzalez, he's the chief executive officer for Emerge America. I know you call it Emerge because that's what it says right here.
That's right.
Now, Javier Xavier, my friend, has been bringing technology and good vibes here to Miami for a long time. We're going to talk to him about something you need to know about. And by the end of this, you're going to want to go to Emerge. So stick with us. Learn what he's doing. Javi, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's great to be back.
All right. Now, I've given you a big run-up. You were a technology entrepreneur with Manny before you got into this. Now you're changing the world. Basically, it's Art Basel for technology, the way Art Basel did it for art. I'm now pointing at the related group. She's smiling and going two thumbs up. Now we're doing it for technology, which you'll also have in your buildings. So tell me, what's happening? What's new and exciting?
Yeah, so Emerge started now. We're going into our third year. We've seen explosive growth and really surpassed all of our most optimistic expectations. And our event is now coming up April 18th and 19th. So it'll be here before you know it. So we know we're going to have thousands of attendees that cover every single corner of the technology world, whether it's the entrepreneur with the great new idea, the technology leaders in the big businesses, the businesses like the related group and universities within the government sector, big investors. I mean, we're going to have so many great folks there. It's going to be a really exciting event. So we're really looking forward to this year, building off of the momentum that we've already had over the first couple of years. And really what we've been focused on is showcasing the amazing technology that's already been coming out here in South Florida, as well as Latin America, Europe, North America. It's all been coming together here in Miami, and we've been able to provide a platform that's really kind of propelled it all forward.
You know, it's a place where things come together. You know, there's all kinds of different things. I'm even going to use sort of a technology. It's a connections. There's connections. There's collisions. I'm going. You're letting me go, right?
Of course.
Oh, I can't wait to go stir it up. I'm going to go talk to all the – you got your thing with NBC again, right?
Of course, yeah.
Tell me. Come on. Yeah. Habla conmigo.
No, it sounds like you're the great spokesperson here. Maybe I could just, like, take a step back. But no.
No, no. You're here. It's your voice. This is a theater of the voice and the mind. I need you.
Yeah, no, NBC is one of our big partners. NBC Universal is back for a second year. I mean, we're really, really excited about the things that they have planned and the kinds of the coverage and really the exposure that it provides, not only for Emerge Americas, but for everything that's happening in Miami from a tech and entrepreneurship perspective.
Yes.
It's been really, really exciting because I think it shines a light in Miami in a way that's really never been shown before and can really take us to a whole other level as a community.
To me, it's like the Super Bowl of technology.
Yeah, no, except that we don't move around. We're only in Miami. That's the key difference with us.
Well, that's because you built a great infrastructure and a great ecology and an ecosystem. Talk to me. Hey, by the way, a high five to Matt Hagman. Should have had him on here too, right?
Yeah, you missed Matt, right? We had a lot of fun last time when Matt was on.
Yeah, but we'll do that. You know what? Afterwards,
yes.
We'll do one next month about what happened.
And
Matt, you're coming on. Hashtag Knight Foundation.
Count me in. No, absolutely. You talk about Matt Hagman and everything that the Knight Foundation has done, have been a key supporter of Emerge from the very beginning. We could not have had the success and really grown as much as we could as an organization. But not only that, what's happened, you mentioned the ecosystem, really a vast majority of the development there has been due to the work of the Knight Foundation and what Matt Hagman has been driving. So really excited about having them back, continuing to work with Matt and his team. But I mean, the Knight Foundation is really kind of tip of the spear and really leading the charge, but there's so many different organizations that are doing great work. So
let me tell you what we got here, and I didn't even do it on purpose. It just happened. We got George Perez, Art Basel, and we have Manny Medina, technology. I mean, oh my gosh, I got, see, it really is sometimes, but there it's really standing. Can you believe this isn't on TV?
One of the great things about Emerge and technology is that it impacts every industry, and a lot of people might not think real estate, but real estate is definitely something that's happening, not only
huge.
from how it's changing the industry itself. It's really, technology is really being able to disrupt. When you look at things like, you know, virtual reality and a buyer being able to really fully experience a home, an apartment, a property without even stepping foot in it is amazing. And then you also take that to the opportunity that's happening in our economy with people coming here through technology to do more business here.
Has Related Group used the virtual reality yet?
We were actually trying some of those virtual reality goggles about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Amazing.
See that? See that?
Amazing.
See, I'm combining. I'm making a collision. I'm blending the two billionaires. That's, by the way, another billionaire I can get on the phone. No, we were joking before that we're counting how many billionaires. We are the billionaires because we have the access. The billionaires
Absolutely.
Put us in control of what they're doing because, and I'm going to say this about Manny. Manny made a boatload of money, could have rolled up the sidewalk and gone home.
Yeah.
Instead, he's doubling down. He did that Nap of the Americas, the connection point of the whole year. He built that. I got 3 minutes left. They're telling me. I'm babbling about all the guys I know. But but he reinvested, doubled down, and is doing this. Who else is coming besides real estate? Talk a little bit. We don't have to just do real estate.
No. So actually just yesterday we announced what our good friend Armando Christian Perez is going to be doing at Emerge Americas, also known as Pitbull, where he'll be on stage doing something a little bit different at our event, this being his third straight year of participating, where he will be on stage with the heads of CNBC and Telemundo Enterprises.
So when they're playing his intro music, are they going to let me stand on the stage and dance on the side like I do when I play Pitbull here?
Absolutely not. We want people to stay at the event and not run out of the building. So
I'll do a selfie. It'll be great. Me and Pitbull.
Not sure we'll be able to get that past the regulators. I don't know if it's going to work. But you know, with Armando and that's going to be something really powerful. I think we have, you know, a lot of great keynote speakers with Ray Kurzweil, who's a futurist, who's world renowned. Obviously, General Colin Powell is going to be talking a lot about leadership and leadership in the new world, which we're very, very much excited about. You know, Steve Case, who's the founder of AOL. Ralph De La Vega, the head of AT&T Mobility.
Just stop for a minute. How does somebody get to go to this thing?
You got to buy
tickets. Is it open? Can anybody go?
Anybody can go. You just got to buy your ticket. So if you go to emergeamericas.org, you'll find more and more information about all the great speakers, and really I've just kind of given you the tip of the iceberg of the speakers that we have. But not only that, you'll be able to see all of the great companies that are participating and everything that we're doing from, you know, we're doing a hackathon the weekend before in partnership with IronHack. We're doing a hiring fair where people who are looking for jobs in the technology space will find great opportunities with really great companies that looking for great talent. You know, you're going to have Miami-Dade County that's going to have I really encourage people to come, if not for anything else, to be exposed to the amazing work that's being done in technology by the county. And really implementing it and changing the way that they do business, and you're going to see some amazing things.
Can they synchronize the streetlights?
They're going to be doing much more impressive things than that, but I'm sure that's on their list of things.
That'll impress me. I'm sorry. Yeah. X, one more time, where can people find out more about eMERGE, get their tickets, meet us? The related folks are taking names. They can't wait to go.
Yeah, yes. So visit us at emergeamericas.org and definitely dive in and buy your tickets. I really encourage everyone to take part and become a part of the Emerge Americas experience.
I am so proud to be a part of that event and be part of the fabric of the future of Miami and
Absolutely.
The world. Yeah. I will say it that way. I mean it. Javier, you're coming back. We're bringing Matt. We'll bring some of your guests or something. We're going to have a whole technology ecology thing like we did last year. It's going to be great.
Count me in.
All right.